Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Gift of Adult ADD, How to Transform Your Challenges and Build on Your Strengths by Laura Honus Webb, Ph.D., narrated by Holly Adams. Publisher's Note: This audiobook includes bonus material. Please visit Tantor.com and type The Gift of Adult ADD into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page. Then, under the Supplemental Content section, please enter the access code FOCUS, and then click the Unlock button to access the bonus material. The code should be entered in all lowercase letters. All figures and tables referenced in this audiobook can be found in the bonus material. Introduction. A radio show host once described my first book, The Gift of ADHD, as applying the principles of the runaway bestseller, The Secret. While I am a fan of the basic ideas in The Secret, I felt defensive enough to explain that my book was published before The Secret. As a well-trained psychologist, I was afraid that my approach, applying clinical observation, sound theory, and established research on the power of self-fulfilling prophecies and optimism to understanding ADHD and ADD, would be trivialized as a spin-off of a popular fad. But I am struck by one important lesson that can be derived from The Secret's Law of Attraction. According to the Law of Attraction, what you see in the present is created by the past. If you define reality by what you see in the present, you create a future that will be no different. If you want a different future, you have to change your perception of what you actually see now. This simple idea addresses one of the biggest challenges of applying the ideas detailed in The Gift of ADHD and The Gift of Adult ADD. Sometimes people with ADHD or ADD have such out-of-control symptoms that they don't believe any gifts are present. To recognize and understand these gifts, you must first suspend your disbelief. You may look around you and see relationships difficulties, professional failures, and a trail of catastrophic mistakes caused by sloppiness. It is here that you must embrace the idea that what you're presently seeing is created in part by not seeing the gifts. Finding and focusing on the gifts will create a different future for you. So if you're tempted to doubt, remember, changing the way you see yourself will change you and your life. Don't allow yourself to be distracted or derailed by what you see around you now. ADD and ADHD. You may be wondering what ADD is and how it differs from ADHD. ADD stands for Attention Deficit Disorder, ADHD for Attention Deficit / Hyperactivity Disorder. In my previous books, I used ADHD because that is the precise diagnostic term presently used in the Bible of the field, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Not only is ADD not, as of 2007, listed in this manual, the current system defines ADHD as a developmental disorder and does not presently include criteria for diagnosing adults. The most authoritative method for diagnosing adult ADD is covered in Chapter 1. In this book, I've chosen to use ADD rather than ADHD because the hyperactivity component tends to be less troublesome for adults than it is for kids. Also, the term ADD is more widely used in the lay world and thus more recognizable. It's also less of a mouthful to say and read. Flexible thinking. As you listen to this book, I challenge you to practice flexible thinking. If an idea presented contradicts something you've heard elsewhere, rather than rigidly arguing about which viewpoint must be the correct one, ask yourself, is there a way both of these could be true? For example, this book invites you to think optimistically about who you are and what you are capable of. You may at times resist this invitation, worrying that if you think only of the positive, you won't take responsibility for impulsive behaviors. ask yourself, is there a way I can reframe my impulsiveness and still take responsibility for my behavior? Push yourself to find ways to think in terms of both and rather than either or. Similarly, when you hear that you need to find a career that honors your ADD style, you may think, are you telling me I need to lower my standards? No. Again, push yourself to find ways that you can both honor your ADD and raise your standards. There is no reason you can't do both. In practice, as you stop trying to cram yourself into a mold that doesn't work for you, you'll move from simply fulfilling performance demands toward becoming a genius in your area of interest. How to use this book. Each chapter of this book contains one or more activities to help you learn more about yourself and apply the book's ideas to your life. Since you have ADD, you will be tempted to skip over these. That's fine. But if you want to make actual changes in your life, know that these activities will pay off. Consider buying yourself a special journal to use as you go through the book, both to work through these activities and to write your thoughts and ideas in. Each chapter also includes an inspirational story of someone who has achieved success, not just in spite of, but because of having ADD. Individuals profiled include Kimberly McCoy, a psychotherapist, Steve Goodchild, a successful businessman, Scott Ulrich, a fire captain, Paul Orfila, the founder of Kinko's, Bill Jacobs Jr., a successful business owner, Damon Harper, a physical trainer and coach, Hagen, another successful entrepreneur, and Stephanie Moulton-Sarkis, a writer and psychologist. I've also included the stories of Mike, a student of mine, and Vishnu, a client. I didn't record these interviews, but have included some recreations of our conversations to give you a flavor of the live-action ADD style, often wildly tangential and impulse-driven. If you ever need a boost, revisit the profiles of these amazing, real people. How this book is laid out. In Chapter 1, we will review the specific symptoms of adult ADD. You will learn that while you may have ADD, you are much more than your ADD. While acknowledging the dark side of an ADD diagnosis, this chapter will begin to paint a picture for you of the bright side of ADD. Chapter 2 will help you recognize that the most important thing you can do to cope with your ADD is to find the right environment, one that matches your profile of gifts and weaknesses. You will also learn that you don't have to do everything well. Rather, you really only have to be good at one thing. In Chapter 3, we will use the metaphor of lifting weights to help you gain the necessary skills to pay attention to details, listen to others, and complete projects. Intimate relationships and parenting can often become intense struggles for adults with ADD. Chapter 4 will offer some guidance on these issues. Guidance will include inspiration and activities to help ADD adults find mystery and therefore vitality in committed relationships and gain skills for navigating intimacy. Chapter 5 will reframe the typical ADD symptoms of impulsiveness, focusing difficulty, and non-compliant behavior as creativity. For example, the ADD tendencies toward being spacey and daydreaming will be shown to promote fortuitous insight, imagination, daring originality, and intuition. Nature can provide adults with ADD the calming influence they need. In Chapter 6, we will explore vivid case studies that show the importance of connecting to nature. This chapter will also provide reassurance and positive validation for those who fear their constant need for activity and unquenchable desire to connect with nature are simply distractions rather than personal needs and style. Chapter 7 will review the interpersonal gifts of adults diagnosed with ADD. This chapter will also provide guidance for translating inappropriate or impulsive behavior into productive contributions. Activities will be provided for channeling the interpersonal gifts of ADD in socially skilled ways to enhance relationships. In Chapter 8, we will reframe the ADD symptom of hyperactivity as a surplus of energy. You will be guided to view your surplus energy as a valuable resource. This chapter also includes awareness exercises for appreciating your energy and action strategies for channeling your energy. Chapter 9 will help you understand your lack of emotional control as a capacity for emotional sensitivity and expression. Specific exercises will teach you both self-soothing techniques and how to appreciate the value of clear and intense emotional experiences. And finally, in Chapter 10, we will review the pitfalls that many adults with ADD fall into. We will also explore the promise of ADD through the successful transformation of a client who applied the principles in this book. It's time to direct your abundant energy towards your personal transformation. I'm excited for you. You're embarking on a journey that can turn your life around. Part 1. Getting Ready to Rumble. Chapter 1. Is it just me, or is the whole world ADD? Go for it. And while you're at it, stop and smell the roses. This is the mixed message of our culture. The problem is, stopping and smelling the roses can be a thorny business for ADD adults. I have ADD, and I can't play Candyland with my kids because I can't sit still for a game meant to stimulate the mind of a 4-year-old. That's the curse of ADD. We love to go for it, but can't turn off the very motor that is always going for it. Fire, ready, aim. That's the credo for many who live with ADD. ADD does not have you. This book will both show you the gifts of your ADD and teach you how to turn off the motor. Part of the revolution is to find and focus on what you already do well and not worry so much about patching up weaknesses. The other part of the revolution is that you have ADD. ADD does not have you. This book will help you find the blessings in ADD and give you the power to make choices when confronted by ADD's dark side, feeling driven, distracted, and constantly derailed. The key is self-efficacy. Self-efficacy is the power you have to act on your life and affect outcomes. In self-help terms, this is intention. In this case, living with intention means that although you recognize that your ADD is real, you choose to live a full life, and you set the course for what a full life means. Once you're aware of exactly how ADD limits your life, you can begin to make different choices. You can set the intention to not be ruled by your ADD, and instead allow other parts of yourself to have a say in directing your life. The dark side of the gift. Although scientists and clinicians are still debating the best way to diagnose and treat ADD/ADHD, the disorder is recognized as a valid neurobiological condition that causes significant impairment in those whom it afflicts. As I wrote in The Gift of ADHD, the label ADD adds insult to injury. It reminds me of a scene from the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail. When the Black Knight's arm is cut off by King Arthur, he proclaims, "'Tis but a scratch." Then his other arm is cut off too. "'Barely a flesh wound,' he says. The joke is his bravado in the face of one mortal wound after another. The resilience required to maintain dignity in the face of ADD labels such as deficit, disorder, impairment, irreversible brain damage, and affliction is no joke. It's self-evident that a deficit disorder causes impairment. Indeed, impairment in functioning is required to diagnose ADD in an adult. What is less evident, but equally important, is that in many ways ADD is a gift. This book will focus on both giving you more choices in response to your symptoms and seeing some of those symptoms as strengths that others do not have. I don't argue with the idea that ADD is a neurobiological condition. The evidence that ADD is genetic is compelling. If so, it makes sense that our actual brain structure is involved. ADD may be hardwired into us, but it may also be adaptive and provide us with advantages others lack, particularly in our current fast-paced digital culture. Diagnostic criteria for adult ADD. The symptoms of ADD are real and debilitating. They can be clustered into three categories: difficulty concentrating, feeling driven by a motor, impulsiveness. Many ADD experts have argued that these symptoms are all caused by a failure of executive functioning, whereas most people have a little general or an inner CEO in them that directs, controls, and organizes their lives. People with ADD are driven instead by impulses, whims, and emotions. Adult ADD is a relatively new phenomenon, and as such, hasn't yet made it into the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the formal diagnostic manual for psychologists and psychiatrists. Leading ADD experts Russell Barkley, Kevin Murphy, and Mary Ellen Fisher have found that people with adult ADD can often be described as follows: distracted easily by unimportant stimuli, impulsive in decision-making, as if driven by a motor and have difficulty stopping when involved in a task, prone to jump into a project without following directions, likely to forget about promises and commitments, likely to mix up the order and sequence of well-defined tasks, likely to drive their cars too fast, likely to struggle with paying attention in work and recreation, disorganized. For diagnosis, these symptoms, except for obvious reasons, excessive speeding, must have been present before age 7. In addition, the adult must show an impairment in functioning. A diagnosis requires 6 of the 9 symptoms. Diagnosing ADD. Because most people have some of these symptoms some of the time, ADD is often misdiagnosed. Researchers and clinicians alike have noted intense complications and pressure in making a diagnosis of ADD. The pressure to diagnose ADD has been described by physician Larry Diller as coinciding with when drug companies gained permission to advertise directly to patients in the mass media. Because so many people recognize symptoms of ADD in themselves, they may go to the doctor with a self-diagnosis, often a misdiagnosis. If you think you have ADD, you'll need to be thoroughly evaluated by a psychologist or a psychiatrist to confirm the diagnosis. This evaluation should include a medical exam to rule out health problems, as well as a lengthy interview about your work and family history. A diagnosis should also involve documentation to confirm that symptoms were present before the age of 7. This could include parents' accounts or school reports from that time. If symptoms began during adulthood, they're likely to be related to other stressors, health problems, or diagnoses. Be wary of any professional who tells you to try medications in order to confirm a diagnosis of ADD. Because they are universal performance enhancers, ADD medications can work for many adults who don't have ADD. Seeing problems as strengths. While the gifts of ADD, which I'll discuss at length in this book, are real, so are the pitfalls. Adults with ADD have higher rates of divorce, job changes, and drug and alcohol use than the average adult population. But the focus of this book isn't on amplifying and explaining the pitfalls of ADD. Almost every other ADD book and expert out there has comprehensively documented these pitfalls. These books reflect the very real anguish often experienced by people who go through the world driven by passions, inner promptings, and unknown biddings. While it's important not to glamorize the gifts of ADD, an extreme focus on the problems of ADD can also take its toll. I have worked with suicidal clients driven to despair by the unrelenting punishments of an environment focused excessively, harshly, and rigidly on what they could not do, rather than on what they could do. By focusing on the gifts of ADD, I don't mean to gloss over the problems associated with ADD. Rather, I want to give you more choices in the face of these problems. Changing your thinking to change your life. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, a widely used and very effective form of therapy, can help you change your thoughts about yourself and the life challenges you face. CBT therapists help you focus on the positive, widening your perspective to allow you to see that any challenge can also be an opportunity. That is the function of this book. It is a therapeutic reframing of the negatives of ADD as positives. The way out of despair and shame is to find what you do well and focus on that. By building your life around strengths rather than patched-up weaknesses, you can help your greatest gifts find expression. The Bright Side of the Curse. Hilarious! If I had to choose one word to sum up the gifts of ADD adults, hilarious would be it. ADD adults are often wildly inappropriate and irreverent. They can be the funniest, most interesting people we know. While many of us struggle with shyness, people with ADD are uninhibited, the loose cannons in the crowd. Many ADD adults were once class clowns. Hilarity separates itself from run-of-the-mill funniness in its unbelievable quality. Sometimes the adventures of ADD adults and even their serious efforts are hilarious. For a person punching a time card, the various ways ADD adults fill up their time and nurse their creative energies are often unbelievable. We may watch and wonder, is this for real? Hilarious or Gifted, an ADD Story. A businessman with ADD is running a meeting. A colleague is poised to begin her PowerPoint presentation. He has no patience for PowerPoint presentations and asks her to just talk instead. She stammers. He asks her to just start a conversation. She does, but within minutes he has somehow derailed the discussion and is asking her, "Haven't you ever had peanut butter stuck to the top of your mouth when you were stoned?" While this may be hilarious, it may also cause you to wonder, where is the gift in that? Well, if you're Paul Orfila, the founder of Kinko's, who happens to be the businessman of this story, the gift lies in the ability to go beyond business blabber to get straight to personal connections, an ability that helped him build Kinko's into a business he then sold for $2.4 billion. He is legendary for the prowess of his business mind. While attending a dinner party to gather stories about Paul for this book, I casually chatted with some of Paul's friends. One of these friends told me that one of his good friends, a high-level executive at Starbucks, emphatically declares that Paul Orfila is the smartest businessman he has ever met. The Gifts of ADD. Since writing The Gift of ADHD, I have been contacted by droves of adults with ADD. I'm always struck by their energy, the apparent inappropriateness of their behavior, their resilience, their grandiose ideas, and how very flat my world looks when compared to the ones they've painted for me. These magnificent adults have tested my capacity to set limits, piqued my interest, and sparked my sense of humor in ways that I could never have imagined. I've come to see that ADD adults not only build castles in the sky, they build many castles in the sky and somehow juggle all of them at the same time. This precarious, daring, amazing, and highly entertaining behavior often makes me wonder, how do they do it? As people from all over the world contacted me, I began to feel like there was an underground renaissance occurring. These adults with ADD had minds like Da Vinci and Michelangelo, minds that synthesized information from many domains, minds that didn't limit these adults to a single profession or identity. These were people who had chosen not to follow trends, people who had chosen instead to march to the beat of their own drum, seemingly indifferent to the approval, or lack thereof, of others. Find and focus on your strengths. From what I can determine, the successful CEO types in this bunch rose to their success through a combination of powerful emotional and intuitive skills and using their hyperactivity to overcome difficulties with organization and attending to details. Highly successful ADD adults have found ways to translate ADD's emotional sensitivity and impulsiveness into emotional intelligence, intuition, and boundless energy. Just as type A executives risk heart attacks and dying of stress unless they learn the basic skills of relaxation, so too do ADD executives risk failure unless they learn the basic skills of completing tasks and organization. In both cases, mastering these new skills requires discipline and training. As an adult with ADD, it's important to not only honor your whims, passions, and intuition, but also to train your capacity for attention. Sometimes this only comes with great effort and struggle. A Japanese proverb tells us, "All vision and no action is a dream, while all action and no vision is a nightmare." Just as physical health requires logging hours in the gym or on the trails, sustained effort is also required to build the muscles that will allow you to ground your visions. This book will not only help you find and focus on your strengths, it will also highlight key areas to develop, areas that, once strengthened through training, can fuel your success. Cultural considerations. A world gone ADD. For many, ever-present digital and internet technologies offer the chance to be connected globally at any or every minute. This scenario might be a nightmare for some, but it can be a dream come true for a person with ADD. This explosion of stimuli and information has created a culture that may be rewarding and thus conditioning in us traits very similar to those that signify ADD. I'll say more about this idea later in the chapter, but for now, consider the idea that in our contemporary culture, those who have the neurobiological condition that is ADD may be poised to adapt more quickly than those who do not. For those of us who struggle with ADD, the question remains, is ADD a gift or a curse? It depends. It depends on how you spend your time, how you make your living, and who you primarily share your life with. If the bulk of your time is spent staring at spreadsheets and reconciling accounts, and this isn't something you're passionate about, your ADD energy is likely to be a curse. If, on the other hand, you juggle lots of demands and must keep abreast of many different channels at once, your ADD energy may be a gift. Good news for the ADD child now grown up. Global changes may create a world that is a good match for the symptoms of ADD. The world is changing so fast that the workplace of the future will bear little resemblance to the workplace of today. As Thomas Friedman, author of the groundbreaking The World is Flat, said dryly on MSNBC's Tim Russert show, "I don't know what parents are worried about. Raising kids today is like training them for the Olympics. The only difference is, they don't know which sport they'll be playing." The Industrial Revolution, which led to a culture in which a person could expect to spend a lifetime in one company or specialty, is over. We're in the digital age now, and innovation is the coin of the realm in terms of job success. The buzzwords of today are inventiveness, adaptability, and creativity, the very gifts of ADD. This is good news for the ADD child, now an adult. The defiance of an ADD child can transform into self-reliance as an adult, leading to both new ways of looking at the world and new solutions to old problems. An ADD child's impulsiveness can also be a great asset for an adult, particularly for those adults who have to synthesize information from many different disciplines and apply what they know in the real world. Similarly, an ADD child's hyperactivity can translate into the high energy required to keep up with a constant influx of information and ever-changing technologies. Even the low tolerance for boredom that got the ADD child into trouble at school can be useful as an adult. A perpetual quest for excitement can keep an adult on the leading edge of the ever-changing digital world. In fact, ADD adults may be perfectly suited to succeed in the culture emerging from technological innovation and globalization. Who you are is enough. For an adult with ADD...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?